Oh, hello there. It's Helena from the DPAV. We have an appointment tonight. Oh, good. Thank you. This way? Oh, no. It was easy for me to find. I have a few clients in these buildings, actually. A lot of people like them. Not too many windows. Oh, well, I know we haven't met before. I'm actually quite new to the department, yeah. But, you don't have to worry. The training's very extensive. I have a master's degree in social work, and I specialized in post-blend relations. I mean, yeah, the department itself isn't that old. I suppose you're right. We were set up in response to the growing numbers of people like yourself. Oh, we don't. We tend to use the term people affected by vampirism. You weren't one of the arrivals, were you? You were turn. I mean, you first became affected by vampirism about 6 months ago, according to my file. No, it's not too dark in here. It's absolutely fine. Thank you. The glasses? No, well, these are issued to us. That's, to prevent us being, mesmerized. Oh, no, I know you wouldn't. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't use your gaze on me like that. What do you mean? Oh, well, I suppose I don't know, but I want you to know I'm not making any assumptions about you. My job is to help you. The DPAV is here to support you at this time of transition. We run all sorts of programs and workshops to help people with the challenges that this condition poses. Lots of group activities. You don't have to feel alone. All at night, of course. Oh, well, I'm kind of a natural night owl, really. So this job suits me. If I wasn't doing this, I'd be, I don't know, working the night shift in a hospital or something. God, yeah, I should pick something cooler than that. Okay, maybe I'd be like a DJ or something. Work the nightclub circuit. I totally could. Too innocent. Okay. Anyway, sir, that's enough about me. I'm meant to ask you some questions, just to assess how you're getting on. With the changes you've gone through. This first one's called the Hunger Intensity Scale. Would you mind, sir? Were we sitting this close a moment ago? I didn't notice you move. Right. My human perceptions are too slow for the way you move. I mean, me being a person not affected by. No, the scales are not to check up on you. It's not like that. Not at all. Where we do collect some data, to help us understand the normal pattern of. I did my college thesis on vampirism, actually. These scales were very much in their infancy then, but we have quite a bit of data now, and yeah, I suppose I've always been fascinated with
people like you, even before the blend. When I was a girl, I was always reading about other worlds and magic, what we used to call the paranormal, things we couldn't even imagine then. I don't mean to call you paranormal. That's just what we used to call it back then. Well, you know that, of course. You're just a little older than me, I'm guessing. I would have to look. Oh, of course, the change has invigorated you. I would have mistaken you for the same age as me. Well, you're right. Your age isn't really an issue these days. You know what I mean, though. When you were, before you became affected by vampirism. Well, you're right. Your age isn't really an issue these days. You know what I mean, though. When you were, before you became affected by vampirism. Sorry, sir. I know I'm rambling. It's just, you're making me a little nervous. No, this doesn't usually happen. I'm not afraid. No, of course not. It's not like that. I'm not afraid of people affected by vampirism. What? Really? You prefer to be called that? It's not really, we're not really supposed to. There's a lot of sensitivity training on this. Well, yes. I mean, yes. That does make sense. If that's the term you identify with, if you prefer to be called a vampire. It does feel powerful saying it out loud, doesn't it? Wow. we should get back to the questions. On a scale of 0 to 5,
where five is the most appealing, how appetizing does food seem to you right now? Like, if I were to offer you a really delicious-looking, perfectly done steak with some really creamy mashed potatoes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's... yeah. A low score like that could be an early sign.
And if I say the word blood, what response do you have?
How would you describe that?
Oh. Oh, I see.
Well, no, there are some links between what we call hunger and that other type of more sexual hunger.
Lust.
Yeah. Do you, oh, yeah, you're very cold. I mean, no, it's fine. I'm not put off by it. I mean, we're not supposed to, touch like this, actually. It's just, oh, no, I think it's the way you're looking at me. The glasses, they're more protective against incidental glances, really. They're not, oh, no, I don't mind. I mean, your eyes are quite... it's quite all right. I like it. You were telling me about your hunger? About how you've been managing that? That's really the most important thing that we help with. No, I didn't. I don't think I'm breathing heavily. Your senses are just very finely attuned right now. I always breathe like this. Why are you... looking at me like that? Oh, God. Are you... Is this safe? Please, sir, just tell me you're not gonna hurt me. No, not my neck. I mean, maybe we should establish some ground rules. No, I don't normally do this. I don't know. My other clients are more... They're usually not so... fucking hot. Mesmerizing. Look, I need you to know, when I said I was fascinated, I meant, it's not like a fetish thing, okay? I meet vampires every day. I'm not some kind of fang banger. Okay, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it, but that doesn't... There's just something about you, about the way you look at me. Most of my clients are so sad and isolated. They're ashamed. But you're... I've always liked confident men, and your confidence, it's very disarming. Okay, yeah, you can unbutton that. How did you do that? You just whipped right through my shirt and bra. Fuck,
I've never experienced vampire strength up close before.
I'm gonna lose my job if anyone finds out about this. I've only been with this department a few months. No, but it's a government job with those good benefits. I'm just out of college. I can't fuck this up. Oh, God, you're gonna... Oh, you're just biting with your regular teeth, right? Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Yeah, don't stop. I love it when you bite my breasts. No puncture wounds, okay? Okay. Yeah. I'll take the glasses off. Fuck it. What are you? Oh, fuck. If I'm gonna risk my job, let's make it worth it. Yes. Yeah, I do like you. Yeah, it's because you're dangerous. Okay, I said it. You don't seem to care. You seem to enjoy the effect you're having on me. What are you gonna do now? Now that you have me naked? Yeah, that. Oh, keep going. Oh, yeah. There's no words for how that feels. Oh, you fucking... You fucking monster. Taking me like this. Giving me the most mind-blowing head I've ever had. Oh, you're ruining me, sir. I guess all my blood is flowing there right now. Everything's flowing there right now. Oh, I'm dripping right on your face. This feels so amazing. How are you doing this? I can't hold back. I'm gonna come if you keep. I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to dig my nails in your head like that. When you look at me like that, I just want to do whatever you want. Be your good little human whore. I only want to come when you want me to. Yes, I do want that. I want to come on your cock. I want your hot, sticky, supernatural seed inside of me, please, sir. I didn't ever imagine I would say this, if this actually happened, but I think it's okay. It's okay if you want to feed a little, you know, bite me. Sink your teeth into my throat. Pierce my skin. I want to know. I need to know what it feels like. I want to feel weak underneath you. Even weaker than I already do. I want you to feed on me. I want to nourish you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure. Just do it quickly, okay? Just don't warn me. I wanted to. Oh, God. Fuck. I can feel it. Your cock filling me in your mouth, draining me. I'm so crazy. It's overwhelming. No, it's fine. You can keep going. I want to feed you. I want you to taste all of me. Oh, you're so sexy. Your teeth coated in my blood when you look up at me. I need more. More of it. That's low. Sensual fucking while the strength drains from my body. I could pass out like this and I would want you to keep fucking me. Oh, come inside of me. Fill me with your cum. You could keep me here, collared and chained for you. Your little mortal pet. I want to wear your leash and your marks. Take what you need from me. Drink from me. Satisfy yourself and use me as your slave. I'll be yours. As long as you fuck me. That's all I need. Forever. Yes, sir, I think I will. I feel just strong enough. Let's come together now. I need it. I need you to fuck your load into my mortal pussy. I want you. I want your cum. That was. Wow. Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm okay. I feel weak, but nothing more than when I donate blood at the clinic. I just won't get up too fast, if that's okay. Thanks. Yeah, it is a little cold in here, I guess. I may need to borrow some sweats or something to get back home. My clothes seem to be ripped. I feel like I lost myself a little bit there. I hope I didn't say anything too dumb. That was a totally different experience for me to anything. Do you mind? You're my last call of the night, so no one will miss me. I might just like to take a little nap. When I wake up, we'll probably have to talk about assigning you to a new DPAV partner. I won't be able to keep seeing you. No, I just mean in a professional capacity. We'll work everything else out later. I just need to. Sorry. No, I feel okay. If you want to curl up with me for a bit, that's fine. I'll just scooch up a bit. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.